العالمين الذي خلق الأفلاك والعقول والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإذ استسقى موسى لقومه فقلنا اضرب بعصاك الحجر صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الأمين الكريم. Last lesson we learned about the gifts that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestowed the Bani Israel with. We heard about their travel and their success against Fir'aun, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them success, and then how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them food and other benefits in their travel. In this verse, this new verse that we are reading, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذِ اسْتَسْقَى مُوسَى لِقَوْمِهِ فَقُلْ نَضْرِبْ بِعَصَاكَ الْحَجَرِ وَإِذِ اسْتَسْقَى, and remember when they asked for water. Istisqa is to plead for water, to ask for water, to seek water. And that's where Salatul Istisqa comes from. When there is no water and there is a drought, then the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam advised us to perform Salatul Istisqa, the prayer seeking water, or the prayer pleading for water. وَإِذِ اسْتَسْقَى مُوسَى, when Sayyiduna Musa alayhi salam asked for water, لِقَوْمِهِ, for his people. So the people came to Sayyiduna Musa alayhi salam and asked for water because they were thirsty and they had no water. The Sayyiduna Musa alayhi salam turned towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for water. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and remember when Musa asked for water for his people, فَقُلْنَا, and we said, idrib, strike. Idrib means to hit and to strike. فَقُلْنَا, and we said, meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to Sayyiduna Musa alayhi salam, اِضْرِبْ بِعَصَاكَ الْحَجَرِ, with your stick, strike the stone. And so Sayyiduna Musa alayhi salam, with his asa, with his stick, he struck the stone. And in the narration it says that Sayyiduna Musa alayhi salam had this stone which was cube shaped. The shape, it was a cube stone. And when he struck this stone, according to the hukum of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَانْفَجَرَتْ مِنْ هُثْنَةَ عَشْرَةَ عَيْنَا, from it, 12 streams of water began to flow. 12 streams of water began to flow. قَدْ عَلِمَ كُلُّ أُنَاسٍ مَشْرَبَهُمْ, every people realized or came to know, قَدْ عَلِمَ means they came to know their place of drinking. So there was 12 different streams flowing from that cube, and there were 12 different tribes of the Bani Israel, as we learned before. And they all automatically knew which stream they had to drink from. قُلُوا وَشْرَبُوا مِنْ رِزْقِ اللَّهِ وَلَا تَعْثَوْا فِي الْأَرْضِ مُفْسِدِينَ, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to them, eat and drink from that which your Lord has provided, from the rizq of Allah. Eat and drink from the provision of Allah. وَلَا تَعْثَوْا فِي الْأَرْضِ مُفْسِدِينَ, and do not walk on this earth causing mischief. Do not cause mischief on this earth. This was a great miracle that Sayyiduna Musa alayhi salam was given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for him to strike his asa onto the stone and water to flow out of it was a miracle. However, the Mufassireen, when they write the Sharh of this, of the Quran, they say that greater than that is the mu'jizah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that when the Sahaba ikram were thirsty and they came to him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, water came from in between his fingers or from his finger paws. Tika, both are narrated. And for water to exit the body of a human in the manner that it exits a stone or a rock is more astonishing than for water to exit a stone when it has been struck. Tika, it is more astonishing, although both are astonishing, but this one is more astonishing because water does exit from rock and stone, because that is the way of nature. So this is a mu'jiza of Sayyiduna Musa alayhi salam, and from this we can clearly understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does give abnormal powers to the Anbiya kiram, to his chosen ones. They have the power to do such things. Tika? And whether we call them miracles or we don't, they are from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And a misguided person or a deviant person who rejects the fact that the Anbiya kiram are superior and they do have such powers, someone who rejects that, he can never do this. Tika, he can never split the moon into two. They say that, oh, it's through the power of Allah. If it is through the power of Allah, then stand in front of a dead body and say, Qum bi idhnillah, let's see if it stands. Say, with the hukum of Allah stand, it won't stand. But when the Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Qum bi idhnillah, it stands. So there's a difference. And verily the Anbiya kiram have been given preference and they have been given superiority over all human beings and all creatures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them this ni'mah, this other blessing and gift that they were bestowed with. That whenever they wanted water, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given this mu'jiza to Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, that he would strike his asa onto the stone and the stone would start flowing with water, or water would start flowing from the stone. Although Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave the Bani Israel all these gifts and blessings, still the Bani Israel said to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, that Ya Musa, we do not like all these gifts. We want to eat onions and garlic and lentils, as we mentioned last lesson. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this incident is recorded. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذْ قُلْتُمْ يَا مُوسَى, and remember when you said, yani Allah is speaking to the Jews, to the Ahl al-Kitab. وَإِذْ قُلْتُمْ, and when you said, يَا مُوسَى, O Musa, لَن نَصْبِرَ عَلَىٰ طَعَامِ وَاحِدٍ, we will not remain patient upon one type of food. فَدُعُ لَنَا رَبَّكَ, therefore call towards your Lord, yani make dua to Allah, to your Lord. يُخْرِجْ لَنَا مِمَّا تُنْبِتُ الْأَرْضِ, that he removes from that which the earth grows. That he removes from the earth that which the earth grows. مِنْ بَقْلِهَا, from its spinach. وَقِثَّائِهَا, and its pumpkin. Or qitha is also translated as cucumber. And Ala Hazrat's written kakri. Kakri in India is slightly thinner than a cucumber, but it tastes the same. Wa fumiha, and its corn. Wa adasiha, and its lentils. Wa basaliha, and its onions. Yani the onions of the earth. So they requested Sayyiduna Musa alayhi salam to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for these foods. And in the sharah of this verse, the ulama kiram pick up on Ya Musa when they said, وَإِذْ قُلْتُمْ يَا مُوسَى, and they said that this was the disrespect of the Bani Israel, that whenever they called their prophet, their Nabi of Allah, they always used his name. And they said Ya Musa, rather than saying Ya Nabi Allah. Tika? And for us, it is not permissible for us to say Ya Muhammad. Tika? In the way they were saying Ya Musa, it is not permissible for us to say Ya Muhammad. It is not permissible to say Ya Muhammad. We must say Ya Rasulullah, Ya Nabi Allah, Ya Habib Allah, Ya Rahmatan Lil Alameen. You call the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by his titles. Tika? You don't call the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by his blessed name sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And it is easy to understand it. It's easy to understand this if you think your father's name is, for example, Ismail, and you wouldn't call your father by saying A Ismail, O Ismail. Tika? In the same way, if you have a Pir or Murshid, and your Pir o Murshid's name is, for example, Ziaul Mustafa, you would never ever even think or even imagine saying, "Hey Ziaul Mustafa, oh Ziaul Mustafa, come here, or oh, I need your help." Ma'azallah, we wouldn't. Tika? If this is the respect we have for our own parents or our Pir o Murshid, then how is it possible for us to say, "Hey Muhammad," Tika? Or "Ya Muhammad"? And thus we should not say "Ya Muhammad," and it is very unfortunate that a lot of people have posters which say "Ya Muhammad," or in the masjid they have artwork which says "Ya Muhammad." Ma'azallah, we shouldn't. Tika? And there's a verse in the Quran where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "La taj'alu du'a ar-rasuli ka du'a'i ba'dikum li ba'd." Hala? "La taj'alu du'a ar-rasuli ka du'a'i ba'dikum li ba'd." Which means, do not call upon the messenger in the way you call upon each other. Tika? We call upon each other with our names, we don't call upon the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in that manner. We use his titles. And the sabab al-nuzul for that verse was the fact that there were some sahaba who were named Muhammad after the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And when one called another Muhammad, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was present and he would turn around and look towards that person. Okay, he is calling me. And then he would say that, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, not you, I was calling such and such." And this was disrespectful. Tika? Because the manner of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was that whenever anybody asked for his attention, he would completely stop and he would turn around and he would face that person. Tika? If he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was walking in the street and somebody approached him and asked him for his attention, he would stop and he would turn completely around towards that person. And that's how much attention he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave to each individual. Tika? And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forbade the use of "Ya Muhammad." And that's why we today should not call upon the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with the words "Ya Muhammad." Tika? They are the name, that's the name of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We should use the title of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But the Bani Israel, they would say, "Ya Musa." وَإِذْ قُلْتُمْ يَا مُوسَى. And when you said, "Ya Musa, O Musa," we will not remain patient upon one type of food. When Allah has revealed food for them, man and salwa from the skies, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given them water through a miracle of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, yet they turn and say that we cannot continue eating this one type of food. We don't want to eat man and salwa all the time. What we want is, we want spinach, we want cucumber, we want corn, we want lentils, and we want onions. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قَالَ, meaning he Jalla Jalaluhu said, أَتَسْتَبْدِلُونَ الَّذِي هُوَ أَدْنَى بِالَّذِي هُوَ خَيْرٍ. Are you requesting to change that which is not as good for that which is better? Yani you want that which is not good, not as good, for that which is better. اِهْبِطُوا مِصْرًا. Yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala still accepts that from them and says, اِهْبِطُوا مِصْرًا, meaning enter into Misr. Misr is the word used for Egypt. Tika? But here, the word Misr, there is doubt whether it is actual Egypt or it is Misr in its dictionary meaning, literal meaning. And the word Misr literally means any city. Tika? It could be any city. So Imam Ahmad Raza radiallahu ta'ala in Kanzul Iman, he translates it as ke kisi shahar mein ya Misr mein utro, meaning enter into any city or into Egypt, one of the two. And Al-Hazrat brings any city first, meaning the literal meaning of Misr first, which means he gives preference to that. Tiga? So enter into the city or any city or enter into Egypt. فَإِنَّ لَكُمْ مَا سَأَلْتُمْ. For there you will find that which you have asked for. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَضُرِبَتْ عَلَيْهِمُ الذِّلَّةُ وَالْمَسْكَنَةُ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala struck up, ذِلَّة means disgrace and dishonor, was struck upon them. وَالْمَسْكَنَةُ. And they were struck with no place to reside in. They had no country of their own, they had no place that they ruled, the Bani Israel. And this was due to being ungrateful towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And here it says, وَبَاءُوا بِغَضَبٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ, and they gained or they earned the wrath or the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the reason why that they were given this dishonor in having no place of their own, and the reason why they gained the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, was not only because of being ungrateful towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from these gifts of man and salwa and this water that exited the stone when Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam struck it with his asa, with his stick. Not only because of that ungratefulness, but also because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ كَانُوا يَكْفُرُونَ بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ, they would reject the verses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَيَقْتُلُونَ النَّبِيِّينَ بِغَيْرِ الْحَقِّ, and they actually murdered or killed, assassinated the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala unrightfully. بِغَيْرِ الْحَقِّ. And it was so unrightful and so wrong that they killed Sayyidina Zakariya alayhi salam, they killed Sayyidina Yahya alayhi salam, they even murdered Sayyidina Shu'ayya alayhi salam. Yet when they were asked why they did it, even they didn't have an answer. They didn't know why they did it. They just killed the Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Theka? And that is why they gained the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Mufassideen kiram, under where it says they dishonor has been struck upon them, and through them not having any place of their own to reside. The Mufassideen kiram have said that the dishonor is the fact that they will always be greedy for more and more. That's the dishonor that Allah has given to them. In their desire, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed the desire of wealth, and they will never have enough of it. This is what the Mufassireen have written, that the Jews, the Ahli Kitab, they will always desire more and more. They will always remain muhtaj. Muhtaj means they will always remain dependent on having more and more. They will never have enough. And ذَلِكَ بِمَا عَصَوْا وَكَانُوا يَعْتَدُونَ, and that is all because they were disobedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they transgressed. يَعْتَدُونَ, they transgressed. Meaning they went against the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What happened was they were the ones who asked for the verses to be revealed upon Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam. They asked for the book, and when the book was revealed, they are the ones who rejected that which they wanted to reject and accepted that which they wanted to accept. And it came to such an extent that they even killed the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sayyidina Dawood alayhi salam came after Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam and Sayyidina Harun alayhi salam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had ordered in their book, in the book for the Jews in the Old Testament, that they must not work on a Saturday. They must not hunt food on Saturdays. And what these Jews used to do is that they used to, on the Friday, they used to dig holes into the where the shore was in the sea, and they dug holes there so that the fish would enter it. And then they dug streams On the Saturday, they dug streams all the way onto land through them holes. So what would happen is that as the water would flow through, the fish would also get trapped into them holes. And what they would say is that we do not take the fish out on a Saturday. We take them out on the Sunday. So Sunday morning comes, they take all them fish out. So this is what their excuse used to be. Prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forbade them from this. Sayyidina Dawood alayhi salam came, and Sayyidina Dawood alayhi salam looked at what they were doing, and he also said that this is haram. This is haram, you are not allowed to do this. You go on Friday, you work, and on Friday you finish working. You don't set anything up for Saturday. And then you leave it until Sunday, and then you start working afresh on Sunday. But these people, they did not accept. And Sayyidina Dawood alayhi salam made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala punished them. And that punishment is coming in the next few verses. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَالَّذِينَ هَادُوا وَالنَّصَارَى وَالصَّابِئِينَ مَنْ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا فَلَهُمْ أَجْرُهُمْ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ وَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. And this verse was revealed, the sabab al-nuzul for this verse, according to the Mufassirin al-Kiram, is in regards to the people of Sayyiduna Salman al-Farsi, the Persian Sayyiduna Farsi radiallahu ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this gives a message that whether you are a Jew, whether you are a Christian, whether you are worshipping stars, whatever you are doing, if you accept Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Day of Judgment, meaning if you accept the Quran now and leave everything, then for you there is success. Theek hai? It doesn't mean that once you have committed shirk, now there is no way for you to come to Islam, to the correct path. No, whatever you were doing wrong, if you have now accepted the Quran and the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then you have eternal bliss. Jannah is for you. Verily, those who believe, and those who were Jews, and those who were Christians, or even those who worship the stars. Man amana billahi. Now whoever has believed in Allah and the Day of Judgment and has acted righteously, falahum ajruhum inda rabbihim, then for them there is their reward near Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, near their Lord, meaning their Lord will give them reward. Tika wala khawfun alayhim, and there is no fear for them or upon them, wala hum yahzanun, and they do not grieve. Tika, those people who have believed in Allah and the Day of Judgment, they follow the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they follow the Quran, they act righteously, they have no fear or grief. They know that this world is temporary, and they know that the next abode, they will receive eternal bliss. They will live in paradise. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to the Jews, وَإِذْ أَخَذْنَا مِيثَاقَكُمْ, and remember when we took an oath from you. And this oath was that they would follow the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the book that was revealed towards them, the book that they asked for. They asked Sayyiduna Musa alayhi salam, if you remember the last few lessons, Sayyiduna Musa alayhi salam went onto the mountain, onto Tur, and the book was revealed in 40 days, and then Sayyiduna Musa alayhi salam came back and gave them that book. That very book was the one that you asked for, and thus Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took an oath that you would follow this book, and they did not accept it. Tika, they did not accept the book. They rejected the book. They accepted that which they wanted. They were disobedient towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did is Allah ordered Jibreel alayhi salam to go and take the mountain and put it right on top of the heads of these people. Tika, and this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reminding them of now. وَإِذْ أَخَذْنَا مِيثَاقَكُمْ وَرَفَعْنَا فَوْقَكُمُ الطُّورِ, and remember when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to take an oath from you, raised the Mount Tur upon your heads. And the narration says, meaning the tafsir of this verse says, that the mountain was placed to the height of a person. So from their head, the height of a person, and after that was the mountain. Tika? And the mountain was held there by Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam. And when that mountain was there, at that time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took the oath from them. And the oath was that خُذُوا مَا آتَيْنَاكُمْ بِقُوَّةِ, that you firmly hold upon that which I have revealed for you unto Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam. وَذْكُرُوا مَا فِيهِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, and remember that which is in it, meaning follow it, be obedient to it, and act upon it. Act upon the Old Testament, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, and you may become fearful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the mountain is raised on top of them, and now they are asked to take this covenant. So apparently it seems like they have been forced to take this covenant. But in reality, the Mufassirin say that in reality, the mountain raised on top of them was the sign of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's power, which gives satisfaction in the heart in accepting the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why they accepted the oath. They didn't accept the oath in fear of the mountain falling on top of them, but they accepted the covenant, or the promise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the oath. They accepted it after looking at the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tika? And they accepted it. Yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ثُمَّ تَوَلَّيْتُم مِّن بَعْدِ ذَلِكَ. The mountain was taken away, you accepted the oath, but then after that, again you went against the oath. ثُمَّ تَوَلَّيْتُم. After that, you turned your back towards the oath. مِّن بَعْدِ ذَلِكَ. فَلَوْلَا فَضْلُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَتُهُ لَكُنْتُمْ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. If it was not for the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon you and His mercy, verily you would have been destroyed. Tika, but it is the mercy of Allah and it is the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that they were not destroyed. If Allah wished, Allah would have wiped them off the surface of this earth. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy and grace was bestowed upon them and they were allowed to live. وَلَقَدْ عَلِمْتُمُ الَّذِينَ اَعْتَدَوْ مِنْكُمْ فِي السَّبْتِ فَقُلْنَا لَهُمْ قُونُوا قِرَدَةً خَاسِئِينَ. And now the incident of where they worked on a Saturday, even though it was haram for them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَقَدْ عَلِمْتُمُ الَّذِينَ اَعْتَدَوْ مِنْكُمْ فِي السَّبْتِ. And verily you have come to know those who have transgressed from amongst you in regards to the Saturday. Tika? So you all have come to know those who have transgressed from amongst you in regards to the Saturday. فَقُلْنَا لَهُمْ. We said to them, كُونُوا قِرَدَةً خَاسِئِينَ. Become monkeys. Tika? Become monkeys and apes. خَاسِئِينَ. Disgraceful monkeys and apes. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what happened was, Sayyidina Dawood alayhi salam, he made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, oh Allah, these people are not listening, punish them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered them to become apes and monkeys. Tika? And the narration says that many of them became monkeys and apes, and some of them even became pigs. Tika? It was according to whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered. Their intellect remained and their consciousness remained. Tika, this is what it says in the tafsir. Their intellect and their consciousness remained, but their power to speak had gone. They didn't have the power to speak anymore. And because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, khasi'een is to do with becoming destroyed. Tika, or disgraceful. And because of that, they all died. After a few days, they lived like that, and they began to smell really bad. And the narration says that there was about 70,000 of them. There was 70,000 of them, Tika, which is lots and lots of them. And Sayyidina Dawood alayhi salam came 70 years after Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam and Harun alayhi salam. And when Sayyidina Dawood alayhi salam came and forbade them, they didn't listen. When Sayyidina Dawood alayhi salam made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to punish them, this is the manner in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala punished them. Tika? And the Mufassireen ikram say there were three groups. One of them was the 70,000 who carried out this act. Tika? They used to trap the fish on a Saturday and then they used to take it out on a Sunday. The other group was that which forbade them from it. The group which would forbid them. They were commanding good and forbidding evil. Amr bil ma'roof wa nahi anil munkar. Tika? These were about 24,000. Tika? So they were a minority, hana? And even less than that, I'm not sure if they were less than that. But there was another group which remained quiet. They never said anything. So there were three groups. The group that actually carried out the act, they were all punished. And then they died. They were destroyed. The group that was ordering good and forbidding evil, that group was forgiven. They were saved from the punishment. And in regards to the group that remained quiet, Sayyiduna Ikrama says in front of Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas, and Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala, as we should already know, was a great understander of the Quran. He was a great mufassir of the Quran. and in front of, in the presence of Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala, on this subject, Sayyidina Ikrama radiallahu ta'ala says that the third group who remained quiet were also forgiven, because Amr bil Ma'ruf wa Nahi anil Munkar, to command good and forbid evil, is a fardh-e kifaya, meaning it's a collective obligation. So if one group does it, then the other is exempt from it. They don't have to do it. And thus, when one group of them were ordering good and forbidding evil, the other group was also forgiven. Tika? And therefore, they are also forgiven. Upon that, Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala stood up and kissed the forehead of Sayyidina Ikrama and hugged him. Tika? Did a mu'anaqa with him. And which simply means that Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala accepted that tafsir and interpretation, or that explanation. Tika? And from that, from the action of Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala, we also learn that to hug somebody, to do mu'anaqa, you do not have to have had come back from a safar, a long travel, because the Wahhabis say that only when you come back from a long travel, because it's proven from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he had come back from a long journey, and that's why he hugged. Tika? And here there was no long journey mentioned. Tika? So you don't have to have had come back from a long journey in order to embrace somebody and hug somebody. Okay, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if I can find it, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَقُلْنَا لَهُمْ, we said to them, كُنُوا قِرَدَةً خَاسِينَ, become monkeys and apes, and become destroyed. And they were destroyed. فَجَعَلْنَاهَا, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَجَعَلْنَاهَا نَكَالًا لِمَا بَيْنَ يَدَيْهَا وَمَا خَلْفَهَا, we made them an example for those who were in front of them and those who were behind them. Meaning for those who were present and those who were yet to come. Yani an example for all of us who have come after. وَمَوْعِظَةً لِلْمُتَّقِينَ, and it is a lesson for those who fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala carried out this punishment for them, so that the others who were yet to come can learn from that. Okay, so that we learn that in being disobedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we should expect the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَإِذْ قَالَ مُوسَى لِقَوْمِهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُكُمْ أَن تَذْبَحُوا بَقَرًا. And remember when Musa alayhi salam said to his people, verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordered you to sacrifice the cow, or a cow. قَالُوا أَتَتَّخِذُنَا هُزُوَا, and you said, and they said, sorry, they said, are you mocking us, or are you joking with us? Tika? They thought that Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam was joking. قَالَ, Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam said, أعوذ بالله أن أكون من الجاهلين. أعوذ بالله أن أكون من الجاهلين. I seek refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that I be from amongst those who joke. I be from amongst those who mock. I be from amongst those who are ignorant. Theek hai? In other words, I am the Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I do not joke and I do not mock. Theek hai? He wouldn't joke in such a matter. Now, the sabab al-nuzul for this is, there was a man called Amil, and he was a very rich man amongst the Bani Israel. His cousin killed him in order to gain his inheritance. Tika? So what he did was, at night he went and killed Amil, and he picked his body up and he put his body on the doorstep of another person. And then in the morning he claimed compensation for the death of his cousin. Tika? He claimed, or he appealed. And Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam came, people gathered, and Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam saw what had happened. And Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam turned towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam the knowledge of what had happened, and given Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam the order of what to do. And the order was that they sacrifice a cow, Tika? They sacrifice a cow, and then with one of the bones of the cow, they strike the dead body, and the dead body would come to life, and it would say, who has killed it? Theek hai? So, what happened was the Bani Israel, they said to Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, قَالُ دُعُ لَنَا رَبَّكَ يُبَيِّن لَنَا مَا هِي. They said that, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for us, meaning for us, ask your Lord, يُبَيِّن لَنَا مَا هِي, that he makes it clear for us what kind of an actual cow is it that we need to sacrifice. Tika? Whether this was asking too many questions, or whether it was the fact that they were astonished at how the bone would make this person come alive. Tika? Allah knows best. But qala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, innahu yaqulu innaha baqaratun la faridu wa la bikr. That this is a cow. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that verily Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam said that it is a cow which is neither young and neither old. Tika? It is not too young and it is not too old. It's in medium age. Awanum bayna dhalik. It is balanced between them. Faf'alu ma tu'marun. Just do what you have been ordered. Tika? Just do what you have been ordered. Now you have to find a cow which is of medium age, and they have to sacrifice it and strike the deceased body with one of its bones. قَالُوا دُعُ لَنَا رَبَّكَ يُبَيِّن لَنَا مَا لَوْنُهَا. They said, call towards your Lord for us and ask your Lord to make it clear what its color is. So the Bani Israel are now asking what the color is. قَالَ إِنَّهُ يَقُولُ. Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam said, sorry, this is Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam saying that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّهَا بَقَرَةٌ صَفْرَاءُ. That verily it is a cow which is yellow. فَاقِعُ اللَّوْنُهَا تَسُرُّ النَّاظِرِينَ. Its color, it sparkles out, or it shines out. تَسُرُّ النَّاظِرِينَ. And it pleases anybody that looks towards it. And it's a goldish color. It's a goldy yellow color. I'm going to stop there because the story goes on. And this is the story why this surah is known as Surah Baqarah. Tika, this is the preferred reason for why this surah is called Surah Baqarah. But what happens is that they keep asking the question, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes the cow more and more specific. Tika, and there's a lesson to learn in that. That don't ask too many questions, just do what you have been ordered to do. Tika? And even the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was once being asked too many questions, and it was also mentioned there that don't do what the Bani Israel did. Tika? Because the more they asked, the more harder it became for them. Tika? And in the same way, when once Huzur Muhaddis-e Kabir says to me that you have to recite this many times, and I asked the question that when do I have to recite it? And Allah Masab said that you have to recite it every day after Isha Salah. And he said, if you wouldn't have asked, you could have prayed it anytime. Anytime you want. Tika? And it would have worked for you. But the more you ask, the more harder it becomes for you. Anyhow, there was a cow which a family had, they had a child, and they had a cow which was born, and they set it free in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They set it free in the jungles for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this cow, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looked after this cow and gave provision to this cow and made sure that it remains healthy. And this cow was a yellowy gold color, and it had never done any work of any field work. It was neither too young, neither too old. It was balanced in between. And the child for whom the parents had set this cow free, when the child became young, the mother had told this child to go to the jungles and shout out that, oh Allah, bring me the cow that I put in your path or in your protection. And the cow came, and the mother told the child to go and sell this cow in the market. And when the child goes in the market, he sells it for a certain price, And the mother says that sell it for this price. And he goes to the market and he's told the people that this is the price for the cow. And this man comes and he says that I will give you double the amount. So for example, he says 3 dinars, the man comes and says I will buy it for 6. And he says that I can't sell it for 6 because my mother told me to sell it for 3. I shall first return home, ask my mother and come back tomorrow. So he goes, he asks his mother, and this continues to happen, and it becomes apparent that this man was Sayyiduna Jibreel alayhi salam. The mother realized that this man is no human, it is Jibreel alayhi salam who is trying to give you a message. So then the mother says to the child that go into the market and say to this man when he comes, you tell me how much I should sell it for and how I should sell it. And then this man says that the Bani Israel will come and they will ask for this cow because there's only one in the whole world and they need this cow. Don't sell it for less than this price. And he puts a very, very huge price on it. Tika? And then that story continues, inshallah. We'll learn of that next week, what exactly happens.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala
mentions it in the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We'll hear it, inshallah. Naturally, buddy.
صلى الله عليك يا رسول الله وسلم عليك يا حبيب الله بهار جا فضا تم ہو نسیم گل ستا تم ہو بہار باغ رضوا تم سے ہے زیب جنا تم ہو خدا کی سلطنت کا دو جہاں میں کون دولا ہے خدا کی سلطنت کا دو جہاں میں کون دولا ہے تم ہی تم ہو تم ہی تم ہو یہاں تم ہو وہاں تم ہو تم ہی تم ہو تم ہی تم ہو یہاں تم ہو وہاں تم ہو حقیقت سے تمہاری جز خدا اور کون واقف ہے حقیقت سے تمہاری جز خدا اور کون واقف ہے کہے تو کیا کہے کوئی چنی تم ہو چنا تم ہو کہے تو کیا کہے کوئی چنی تم ہو چنا تم ہو خجا ہوں خاک افتادا کجا تم اے شے بالا اگر مثل زمین ہم ہیں تو مثل آسماں تم ہو اگر مثل زمین ہم ہیں تو مثل آسماں تم ہو ये क्या मैंने कहा मिसले समा तुम हो माज़ल्ला, ये क्या मैंने कहा मिसले समा तुम हो माज़ल्ला, मुनज़्ज़ा मिसल से बरतर हर वहमो हुमा तुम हो, मुनज़्ज़ा मिसल से बरतर हर वहमो हुमा तुम हो, मैं भूला आपकी रिफ़त से निस्बत ही हमें क्या है, मैं भूला आपकी रिफ़त से निस्बत ही हमें क्या है, वो कहने बल्कि निस्बत थी कहाँ हम हैं कहाँ तुम हो, वो कहने बल्कि निस्बत थी कहाँ हम हैं कहाँ तुम हो, हमें उम्मीद है रोज़े क़ियामत उनकी रहमत से के फरमाए इधर आओ नमायूस जिना तुम हो, के फरमाए इधर आओ नमायूस जिना तुम हो, सितमकारो खताकारो सियाकारो जफाकारो, सितमकारो खताकारो सियाकारो जफाकारो, हमारे दामन रहमत में आ जाओ कहाँ तुम हो, हमारे दामन रहमत में आ जाओ कहाँ तुम हो, तुम्हारे हो तिसाते दर्द दुख किससे कहूँ प्यारे, तुम्हारे हो तिसाते दर्द दुख किससे कहूँ प्यारे, शफीए आसिया तुम हो वकील मुजरिमा तुम हो, शफीए आसिया तुम हो वकील मुजरिमा तुम हो, रियाजत के यही दिन है बुरापे में कहा हिम्मत, रियाजत के यही दिन है बुरापे में कहा हिम्मत, जो कुछ करना है अभी कर लो अभी नूरी जवा तुम हो, जो कुछ करना है अभी कर लो अभी नूरी جواد تم ہو فقط نسبت کا جیسے ہوں حقیقی نوری ہو جاؤ فقط نسبت کا جیسے ہوں حقیقی نوری ہو جاؤ مجھے جو دیکھ کہہ اٹھے میاں نوری میاں تم ہو مجھے جو دیکھ کہہ اٹھے میاں نوری میاں تم ہو
سبحان اللہ Last lesson, we began the chapter of sincerity, ikhlas. We learned that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks at the intention of the people. And people are judged according to their intention. People are rewarded according to their intention. Reward and punishment is accordance to the intention of the people. We also learn that when a person makes an intention but he is not able to carry out the act, he is still rewarded for carrying out the act. For example, we heard that if a person intends to wake up in the night and worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after sleeping for a few moments, but then he stays asleep, sleep overcomes him and he doesn't wake up, then he will still be rewarded as per his intention. Okay? The next hadith is from Nasa'i Sharif. It says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَقْبَلُ مِنَ الْعَمَلِ إِلَّا مَا كَانَ لَهُ خَالِصًا. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not accept an action but if it has been done sincerely for Allah. وَبْتُغِيَ بِهِ وَجْهُهُ, and through it the pleasure of Allah has been sought. Okay? Only then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts an action and rewards that action. So the action has to be in order for you to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Take it up to the extent, every action you do in your livelihood, it should be to seek the pleasure of Allah and it should be sincerely done for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Take it. Pleasing one's fellow Muslim brother is pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the intention should be that through this act, because this act is dear to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is the reason why I am doing this act. And yes, your intention will have the fact that my brother becomes pleased, because that is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased by. In another hadith, it was said, قِيلَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ مَنْ أَسْعَدُ النَّاسِ بِشَفَاعَتِكَ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. O Messenger of Allah, who is the person most rightful of your shafa'ah on the Day of Judgment? Tika? Or who will be most pleased through your shafa'ah on the Day of Judgment? Qala Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, As'adu an-nasi bi shafa'ati yawm al-qiyamah man qala la ilaha illa Allah khalisan min qalbih. That the person who is most rightful of my shafa'ah, my intercession on the Day of Judgment, or the person who will be most pleased with my shafa'ah on the Day of Judgment, is the person who said, La ilaha illallah khalisan min qalbi, sincerely from his heart. Theek hai? What did he say? La ilaha illallah. And as we determined before, that La ilaha illallah is the name of the first kalima, which is La ilaha illallahu Muhammadur Rasulullah. Theek hai? So he who says that sincerely from his heart, and then remains on iman. If he becomes a kafir after that, or if he becomes a mushrik, then there is no point. Okay, it's not for him. But if he remains upon Islam and dies as a Muslim, then he will be the most rightful for the shafa of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Qala Mu'adh ibn Jabal, and another hadith from Mu'atta Imam Malik radiyallahu ta'ala an, Sayyiduna Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiyallahu ta'ala an said, Inni sami'tu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Okay, the hadith before where the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said the most rightful of my shafa'a is he on the Day of Judgment is he who says the kalima sincerely from his heart. This is from Bukhari Sharif Kitabul Ilm, which clearly proves the shafa'a of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the Day of Judgment. Hana? And which the hadith is from where? Bukhari Sharif. Anyhow, this hadith, قَالَ مُعَاذُ بْنُ جَبَلْ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى مُعَاذُ بْنَ جَبَلْ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى said, إِنِّي سَمِعْتُ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَآلِهِ وَسَلَّمْ يَقُولُ. Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu ta'ala says that I heard the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, قَالَ اللَّهُ تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى. So the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, what is he saying? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, or Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala said, وَجَبَتْ مَحَبَّتِي, my love is necessary, لِلْمُتَحَابِينَ فِيَّ, for those who love each other for my sake. Tika? Yani Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala necessarily loves those who love each other for the sake of Allah. Tika? Al-mutahabina fiyya. Yani those who love each other for my sake. Wal-mutajalisina fiyya. And those who sit with each other for my sake. Tika? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala necessarily loves these people who sit with each other for my sake. وَالْمُتَزَاوِرِينَ فِيَّ, and those who visit each other for my sake. وَالْمُتَبَاذِلِينَ فِيَّ, and those who spend on each other for my sake. Okay? For these people, then the love of Allah is necessary. It is wajib for them people. Okay? وَجَبَتْ مَحَبَّتِي, meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, my love is wajib for them. Okay? For those who love each other for the sake of Allah, for those who sit with each other for the sake of Allah, those who visit each other for the sake of Allah, and those who spend on each other for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why are we sitting here together? For the tafsir of the Quran. Solely for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's message. Hana? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will love us for this act. Tika? And when you see, when you go to visit somebody, if it is a person, a religious person, then you will only go to see them for the sake of Allah. You will only go to visit your peer or murshid for the sake of Allah. Hala? So, mutazawirina fiyya, those who do ziyarat of each other or visit each other for the sake of Allah, then Allah loves them. Tika? And those who spend on each other. Tika? If you spend on somebody to please him because it is the command of Allah, it is for the sake of Allah, then that is also reward for you. Tika? If you spend on your children because they are your children, then you will not be rewarded for it. But if you spend on them because they are your children, but you have also in your intention the fact that Allah has ordered me to look after them, and Allah has ordered me to love my children, and Allah has ordered me to make sure I provide for my children, for that reason I spend on them, then Allah's love is wajib for you. Tika? So if we just change our intentions to suit these ahadith of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then there is immense reward for us to take. The next hadith, qala Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wasallam, inna Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala yaqulu yawm al-qiyamah, verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say on the Day of Judgment, ayna al-mutahabbuna li jalali. Allah on the Day of Judgment will make this announcement. Okay, where are those who loved each other for my majesty? Yani for my sake. Tika, where are those people who loved each other for my sake? Al-yawma uzilluhum fi zilli. Yawma la zilla illa zilli. Allah will make this announcement. That today I shall give them shade in my shade. And today is the day there is no shade but my shade. Tika? So on the Day of Judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make this announcement. And this is why the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he was asked what is the best form of Iman, and he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to love only for the sake of Allah. Because it's not easy. It isn't easy. It's easy to say, but it is not easy. To love only and only for the sake of Allah, and to dislike and hate only and only for the sake of Allah. It is not an easy act. It is a very hard act. And that's why the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that it is the most superior form of Iman. For somebody to be able to love only for the sake of Allah, and to dislike and hate only for the sake of Allah. And the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also added that in one of the qualities a person has to possess in order to receive the sweetness of Iman. You hear, when somebody can do that, he will feel the sweetness of Iman. And on the Day of Judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will call upon these people. Where are those who loved each other for my sake? Today Allah will give them shade. Meaning on that day Allah will give them shade. In the shade of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, on the day there will be no shade but the shade of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tika? And then the final hadith in this chapter. سُئِلَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ تَعَلَى عَلَيْهِ وَآلِهِ وَسَلَّمْ عَنْ أَفْضَلِ الْإِيمَانِ. Oh, here it is, the hadith. The most superior form of Iman, the most virtuous form of Iman, Ya Rasulullah, what is it? And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the first thing he says, أَنْ تُحِبَّ لِلَّهِ, that you love for the sake of Allah. Do you hear? This is the most superior form of Iman. And then he said, وَتُبْغِضَ لِلَّهِ, and you dislike for the sake of Allah. When you hold a grudge against somebody, it must not be for personal reasons. It must be only for the sake of Allah. And if there isn't, then you should not hold a grudge against somebody. وَتَعْمَلَ لِسَانَكَ فِي ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ, and that you engage your tongue in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the remembrance of Allah. Meaning when you talk about the deen of Allah, the rules of Allah, the law of Allah, the name of Allah, the name of that which is beloved to Allah, the name of those who are beloved to Allah. This is all dhikrullah. Tika? Even to talk about the awliya-i kiram, it is the dhikr of Allah. Tika? Qala, وَمَاذَا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. And on that, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam stopped. Tika? So three things. First, love for the sake of Allah. Secondly, dislike for the sake of Allah. Thirdly, engage your tongue in the dhikr of Allah. At that, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam stopped, and it was asked again, وَمَاذَا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ, and what else, O Messenger of Allah? And the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, وَأَن تُحِبَّ لِلنَّاسِ مَا تُحِبُّ لِنَفْسِكَ, and that you love for the people that which we love, that which you love for yourself. Tika, you love for the people that which you love for yourself. Meaning, you love for the people the good that you love for yourself. وَتَكْرَهَ لَهُمْ مَا تَكْرَهُ لِنَفْسِكَ, and that you dislike for them that which you dislike for yourself. Tika? That is also from amongst the most superior forms of Iman. Meaning you love one another to such an extent that you love for them that which you love for yourself. And you hate or dislike for yourself, dislike for them what you dislike for yourself. Tika? This is superior form of Iman, and the reason why this is mentioned in the chapter of Ikhlas is because it's all about sincerity. Tika, this is all sincerity and it's purity in your heart, and that's the chapter of Ikhlas. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all Ikhlas. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq to learn more and more of the knowledge that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put in this world for us. May Allah benefit us through this knowledge. The next chapter is a chapter of knowledge, so inshallah we will learn more about knowledge and what kind of knowledge is beneficial and what not, and how the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam emphasized the importance of knowledge. Jazakumullah khaira, sadaqa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam.